Time is 8:04 a.m. You're listening to Red River Radio News. Good morning, I'm Chuck Smith. A report from Texas Public Radio reveals the state of Texas has set a new voter registration record and could lead to a record number of votes in a midterm election that has placed the state in the national spotlight. According to the Texas Secretary of State's office, so far 1.6 million new voters registered to vote since the 2014 midterm elections. The state agency says 400,000 of those applications were filed with their office since March. Grace Shemaine, president of the Texas chapter of the League of Women Voters, believes much of the renewed belief in the voting system has to do with candidate competition.
It's the closeness in margins for most of these elections, but it's also that there's competition. Many times there's not very many people to vote for. There's just one side to vote for in a lot of elections, so there's more candidates to choose from.
The last day to register to vote in Texas for the November midterm election is October 9th. The first day of early voting in the Lone Star State is October 22nd. It's been 3 years since the Louisiana legislature approved medical marijuana as a treatment option for certain health conditions. University agriculture centers are growing the plants to be processed into oils, edibles, or pills, and should be available to patients this year. A previous rule by the Louisiana State Board of Medical Examiners limited doctors to recommending medical marijuana to just 100 patients each. However, less than 50 Louisiana doctors applied to be allowed to recommend the drug to patients. Fearing that too few eligible patients would have access to medical marijuana, the cap was lifted. Dr. Victor Chow owns a medical marijuana clinic in Baton Rouge. He explained some of his experience to Public Radio WRKF.
I opened my clinic in May of this year. Now, I had started registering patients a few months prior, but I had basically reached 100 registrations by the middle of May. So literally within 2 weeks of opening my clinic, I had already signed up my first 100 patients. Everyone else after that, unfortunately, had to go on a waiting list. And at one point in time, my waiting list had got to close to 700 patients.
Dr. Chow stressed that restricting the number of medical marijuana patients a doctor could treat encroached upon physician ethics.
We as doctors, we feel we have an ethical obligation to do the very best for every single one of our patients. And if you're restricted to only providing this treatment to 100 patients, you're put in a very sticky situation of having to decide amongst your perhaps thousands of patients who are the lucky 100 that get this treatment. And as doctors, we don't like to be put in that type of situation.
The number of Louisiana patients who could qualify for medical marijuana has grown to about 100,000 after the legislature expanded the program to include medical conditions like chronic pain and PTSD. Weather outlook for the Red River Radio listening area. Expect temperature to reach about 81 degrees today. We're going to have some patchy morning fog, otherwise a sunny day. Currently in Shreveport-Bossier, it's 66 degrees and cloudy, 61 degrees and foggy in Magnolia, El Dorado, 67 degrees in Alexandria, Pineville, and 68 degrees in Lufkin, Nacogdoches. For Red River Radio News, I'm Chuck Smith.